This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
This is the Alex Jones Show. In the driver's seat today for Alex, I am Owen Schroyer. We do have Alex over the phone. He's going to give us an update on the latest attack on InfoWars. Alex, what's going on? They're trying to censor us and shut us down. What are we dealing with now?
Segments with you because I know you've got a full plate today. But huge developments. The head of the Trump campaign and really one of the key people in the White House right now, way more important than Stephen Bannon ever was for my sources, is Brad Parscale. You never hear about him because he's behind the scenes. He's the tech expert and all the rest of it who helped galvanize the American people through the internet to get around the globalists. He's come out on the record as the president and said that big tech, we're watching you. If you don't want to get busted up for being monopolies, you better stop the censorship. So we're going to read his tweets, cover all that next segment. They're now saying if you talk about globalism, it's anti-Semitic. So that, I guess you talk about freedom. They can just say the word freedom is anti-Semitic, so we ban that. We've got that coming up because globalism just means a system of world government. The biggest globalist in the world is the Chinese communist dictator. He's the guy they say they think is going to hold the whole thing together. Of course, David Rockefeller basically created it. That guy wasn't Jewish. So desperate. That's all coming up and so much more. But before we get into all of that, I just briefly wanted to get into Matt Fury, the individual that created, I guess a decade ago, Pepe the Frog that we really don't care about, that became a symbol of the campaign, a meme, not a meme we created or even really picked up on. And of course, we've been selling a poster the third party artist made that's got a bunch of images from 2016, totally protected speech. Transformative art. But beyond that, we're third party selling it, so no connection will be instantly thrown out of court. The problem is it will cost us money to deal with it. That's why we have to countersue with slapback statues, or the Democrats will just keep killing us death by a thousand cuts. So people aren't going to get a paper cut back now when they sue us. They're going to get a giant warhammer of depositions, PIs, and everything else. So enjoy yourselves. Everybody's already on the ground. Start enjoying. Now, that said, they want to fight. They got one. Third strike, and even more devastating, our own Michael Zimmerman, intrepid researcher at InfoWars, found this from the Daily Dot 2015. Before I'd even heard of Pepe, when he was the number one thing on 4chan, the frog, and Mr. Fury said that, quote, this is an interview with the Daily Dot, by the way, we found more quotes of him saying this, what about people profiting off Pepe? I believe in supporting people's decision to profit off Pepe in order to provide them with the most positive business experience possible. I strive to be an advocate for Pepe in both love and enterprise and hope to help business people to have an empowering and joyful experience while making an ocean of profits and limitless as the universe. He goes on to say, I don't care if white supremacists are using it. Good people are using it, too. So, this guy's made so much money off the internet taking a comic book he put out in 2005 that reportedly had almost no sales. Somebody picked it up. Now he's got all these distribution deals, all these sales deals, and he's coming back saying even private citizens as memes can't use it. That's what they were going to try to do with the TPP, use trademark to falsely apply, fraudulently applied, abusively applied to shut down free speech worldwide. That's why the left, the good left, was so against TPP along with the libertarian right because it was so draconian. So this is unbelievable. He says use it. It's public use. It's free to use. Everybody then uses it. An artist creates a poster with 5% of the poster being Pepe. Images of the campaign, totally protected. Supreme Court rulings, just incredibly protected. And then he goes further, puts out a press release libeling us, saying we're white supremacists, basically, tying our name to it to defame us. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Don't worry about it, actually. Let him do whatever he wants. Bring it.
Well, huge news breaking right now, where InfoWars is under attack, free speech is under attack, conservative speech is under attack. Well, we're fighting back. Not only is our audience fighting back by supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com, now you have the Trump administration, the Trump campaign manager, Brad Parscale, warning big tech on Twitter, hey, Facebook, Google, Twitter, Facebook, everybody, we're watching. This is your opportunity to make sure the playing field is level. Alex Jones obviously was spearheading the watching of the big tech giants that are censoring conservatives. He's on the phone with us now. Alex, when you saw this, what was the first thing that came to your mind seeing Trump's new campaign manager saying, hey, look, big tech, we're watching you. We know what you're doing.
Well, we knew this was coming thanks to the audience and thanks to Drudge Report and thanks to everybody else speaking out and pointing out that there is a purge of not just InfoWars, but thousands and thousands of Christian pro-gun, pro-military shooting clubs, you name it, in the last 3 weeks. And that actually News Corp met with Google, Facebook, and Twitter going back again about 4.5 weeks ago and bragged that they were going to work with the left to come in and shut down censorship. Well, now there's the headline up on InfoWars.com directly linking to his tweets. Brad Parscale, who was really one of the chief people in the Trump campaign, head of their internet operations, now the head of Trump 2020, which means really head of Trump's outreach to the public for the next 3 years as we go into 2020. So the Trump administration fires first shot across big tech's bow, warns them of censorship. Trump 2020 campaign manager Brad Parscale warns big tech, we are watching. And then we've got his tweet here. Hey, Facebook, Twitter, and Google, we are watching. This is your opportunity to make sure the playing field is level. And, of course, the playing field is not level. Hillary is openly cheerleading that she's planning to run again insanely, or Joe Biden, that don't worry, she'll win, because by the time she runs and by the time 2018 is over, they're going to have internet censorship in place. But the great news is now the White House gets it. They know what's going on. They've put two top lawyers in at the Securities and Exchange Commission and also at the Federal Trade Commission, heading up both groups that are antitrust, that are anti-monopoly, and that understand what Google, Facebook, and Twitter have been doing, creating these monopolies and then discriminating. So this is really, really super news, and everybody's got to get the article out that's on InfoWars.com. There's another article about it as well. It's very well written at Breitbart.com. Of course, DrudgeReport.com, along with American People, receives the lion's share of credit. And it's not about credit, but we need to realize how close we are to oblivion. If Drudge hadn't pointed out the conservative purge starting 3 weeks ago and followed Dr. Corsi being banned and us being banned and everybody else being banned and linked directly to it and made it the number one story off and on for several days, it wouldn't have broken out. It wouldn't have gotten to the White House. So thank God for DrudgeReport.com. This is a huge situation. I hope throughout the day you cover it more and talk about all the guests, because we as an audience need to keep pushing this and let this be their Waterloo, because they thought they'd come in, censor us, engage in incredibly draconian, abusive systems. They thought that they would get away with all of this, but now it is completely and totally and absolutely blown up in their face spectacularly. But we've got to keep pushing, keep pushing. another huge top story. You knew it was coming. They deny global government. They deny corporate world government. They're tax exempt and above the law. But once you force people to admit that Google, Facebook, Twitter, Amazon pay zero tax, that they run basically Chinese slave factories in many cases, in the case of Apple and others, once you show they're allied with the communist Chinese, people get why they're funding leftist movements, why they're funding the breakup of the family, why they're funding the beta male movement to weaken this country, and they brag about it, and they celebrate it. It is a sickening, admitted, total and complete takeover, like the goals of the communists that came out in the House Committee on American Activities in the 50s. They said the plan is to break up the family and emasculate the male. Well, that has been done, and it's all declassified now. Those of us that are resisting are now called the enemy, and it's an incredible time to be alive. So, now at Huffington Post, MSNBC, you name it, they're saying when people bring up the fact that, okay, you know, you're getting rid of globalists, you know, we're getting rid of people, Fox News asked the question, like Cohen and others, that believe in global government, that believe in a private corporate group basically ruling the world, will Trump bring in another globalist? And I don't care if he brings in globalists as long as we get our policies, because globalists know how to get things done and where the bodies are buried. So it's all about policy. They're now calling that anti-Semitic. Now listen, David Rockefeller created modern globalism. It just means private corporate world government, tax exempt, that then gets so powerful and so wealthy it takes over the nation state and then sets up a world government, okay, with a new form of royalty, basically. It's corporate fascism, corporate crony capitalism taken to the extreme, and then it works and sets up dictatorships and forms of oppression in the different zones it controls. So the Chinese dictator went to Davos 13 months ago, in 2017 and said, I will defeat Trump. I will defeat America. All us globalists rally behind China. We will win. Juncker, the heir to the Nazi fortune, the dictator of the EU, unelected, said, I agree. We will join forces to stop America and stop their economic recovery, and we'll launch economic warfare on them to stop them. They failed in the last 13, 14 months. So that's globalism. Grandson of the richest Nazi family, whose father was a top Nazi, and his grandfather was the number two Nazi in Germany economically. Number one economically, but number two beside Hitler. Junker bombers, whole nine yards, look it up, folks. And the Chinese communist dictatorship. So a Nazi and a communist Chinese person are at the top of globalism. It's a world system, but now you can't label tyranny, because they're going to say, oh, you prove world government's real, and the system of world government is called globalism, different from world citizens or world travelers or world peace or people working together. That's fine. I'm not against people being international. That's great. What I'm saying is globalism is an authoritarian world model. So now they're saying if you try to engage in resisting that and exposing it, you're anti-Semitic. Well, next, if they don't like the word America or freedom, they'll just say it's anti-Semitic. They already say the Declaration of Independence is bad. They already say this, you know, that the Star-Spangled Banner is evil. This is the plan. They can't deny globalism is the world system. They can't deny it's authoritarian. So now they're just going to claim it's anti-Semitic. Here is a short clip of Sarah Huckabee Sanders being asked about it.
Yeah. Just about Gary Cohn. He was a noted free trader or globalist. Will the president seek another globalist, another free trader?
I'm not going to get ahead of the president's announcement on who will replace Gary.
Follow up on.
So there you go. And they go on to say, oh my gosh, will he be replaced with another globalist? And that just means someone that supports this hegemonic global power structure. Owen Schroyer, I've got a few other topics I'm going to hit after this break, and then I'm going to turn the ship over to you. I've got some really interesting, important information going on here with not just California, but Colorado and other areas. Just watching the local news while I'm here in Colorado. What I've been trying to watch, I was in a restaurant and saw it. An illegal alien who's done hit and runs, other crimes, you name it. The sheriff's department's protecting him from deportation. We've also got, out in California, it turns out ICE, people were warned about ICE who were convicted felons, robbers, rapists, you name it. I mean, this is just the lawlessness of the globalist waging war against this country. But look how far we've come, Owen. But now, globalism's out in the open, world government's out in the open, big tech censorship of nationalists, conservatives, Christians, veterans is out in the open. I mean, I'm telling you, as long as we fight back, we're going to win, and that's why this audience is so awesome, because they are the heart of this thing.
Well, and I think the fact that Brad Parscale is warning Facebook, Twitter, and Google tells you that he sees our audience crying, saying, look at the censorship of free speech. He sees InfoWars. He sees everyone. He sees Republican candidates that are getting banned on Facebook, getting banned on Twitter. And so he's like, look, we're watching you. We see what's going on. This is the InfoWar. You better have a level playing field. Or, I don't know, maybe there's a antitrust lawsuit in your future. Maybe you need to be broken up in the future. So this is the InfoWar. We've been preparing for it, Alex. And thank God you have the audience and you've built this platform to run independently.
The audience built it, but that's the key. Is Trump just giving them rope to hang themselves, or is he not acting enough? We need to take action now.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
coming to you from the former United States of America, from deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we're making America great again. Alex Jones is enjoying the spoils of capitalism right now, but cannot take a break because we're constantly under attack. But it looks like the Trump administration has our back, as Brad Parscale tweets out today. Google, Facebook, Twitter, we're watching you. We know what you're doing. You've got a chance now to level the playing field, and we're watching you. Alex, I don't think they're going to get the message, though. I don't think they're going to get the message. I think they have to continue with their plan of censorship. They have to stop us from getting the truth out. They have to stop independent media from being free thinkers. So I think that what you alluded to earlier is kind of accurate. I think maybe this is just baiting them, and maybe them getting a false air of confidence here just so the next round of warnings to come through.
Well, absolutely. And I've seen this with Trump over and over again. He's taking the high road and giving him rope to censor and censor and censor and then build huge amounts of anger in the country so that we then have the political capital to actually punish these authoritarians. But words cannot describe how draconian thousands of Christian, number one Christian, number two, Second Amendment, number three, libertarian-style talk radio, all of us have been censored on a huge scale never before seen. The Project Veritas has caught them all on tape, bragging how they do it. We have them when it comes to lawsuits, but they're acting like they're going to take over and overthrow Trump, and that none of that's going to matter. They have a race to the finish line attitude to all of this, and it's so lawless what they're doing. So I agree with you. I don't think Trump can have his normal policy of, you know, letting him have more rope. They've already got plenty of rope. And you know, here's the takeaway for me. The Democrats, the globalists, all over the world, leftist parties funded by George Soros and others are making their move to end free speech, to end nationalism, to end the family, to end Christianity, to end sovereignty. I mean, Apple's merging with communist China. The Pope's saying communist China is the ultimate form of Christianity. Easter's been taken off Apple's calendar, and they said, no, we did that on purpose. But Ramadan's on there. This is a globalist move against us by any yardstick, and the attacks on the First Amendment in this country are way beyond the Second right now. And it comes first because it protects the Second. If the First fails, then it goes to the Second. It is number one for a reason. I agree with the founders, and if anybody was gun nuts, it was them. The First is more important than the Second because it motivates everything. With the First Amendment, if I still have that and they've taken all our guns, I can still motivate people to wake up and take action and take the guns from the enemy and win again. But without the First, no amount of guns matter because you don't have command and control and leadership and ideology and policy and ideas. So, ladies and gentlemen, we carry the light in the dark of the night. This is epic history. And that's why I start hyperventilating, because this is so crazy. But because of you getting upset, listeners, and because of Drudge getting upset, and because of Congressman, and I got to give credit. I mean, he's so articulate and so great. Senator Ted Cruz, that's why when he got a little bit dirty during the campaign, I got really upset with him. But he's totally decimating him in congressional hearings. We played those clips. But they can't stop. The more they get exposed, the more they censor, because they're like cornered rats. So, ladies and gentlemen, you did it. You got upset. You backed them off. And then predictably, BuzzFeed, The Washington Post, other fake news outlets said that we made it up. No one was censored. There wasn't a perk. There wasn't CNN calling for our banning. There wasn't CNN trying to take our sponsors. There wasn't CNN trying to block my book being published. Of course, all that happened. There wasn't Pepe the Frog lawsuit or the Communist Party suing us or other lawsuits I'm not going to get into yet on air. All Democratic Party. I have two former Clinton lawyers that work directly under her suing me right now, okay? I mean, this is two of the biggest law firms in the country. Okay, just some of the most prestigious. And then filing things like the Pepe thing where he said everybody can use this, it's copyright free in 2015, he can't go back. Even though ours is a transformative work and isn't even our work, it's third party. They don't even care. These lawyers sit down and they just don't care because there's this idea that they're going to win because they're mobilized and they're aggressive. We have to get mobilized. We have to get aggressive. And in closing, I'll hand this over to Owen, doing a great job. Financially, I have committed to sue these people for everybody's free speech. These are watershed cases for everybody, just as important as the Second Amendment. Just like I tell folks who join the NRA and Gun Owners of America, you join us by signing up for AutoShip and getting fluoride-free toothpaste. If everybody just got our Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, 4 to 5 a coil, silver and iodine, nobody else has got it. It's super popular, 5,000 plus, 5-star reviews. That would fund their operation, but 90% of our audience buy stuff, and I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, folks, I'm committed. I need your commitment. Everybody just signs up for AutoShip once a month to get the toothpaste. It's great. We'll make $3-4 on each tube. That would fund the operation right there and help me defend the First Amendment. They're coming after us all. It's like they're trying to shut down Patrick Henry or Sam Adams printing press. This is really going down, ladies and gentlemen. And so we need you to continue to commit. Spread the word. Spread the article. Spread the videos. It's a fight. 12 rounds. We're about 7 rounds in. We're winning, but both sides are bloody. And we've got a bunch of specials that end this week. I've extended last week 30 to 80% off. Brain Force, Super Male, Super Female Vitality, Alpha Power, Bodies, our great turmeric formula, I think still sold out, but your ad's running for it. All these products are going to stay at this price for the rest of the week, but a lot of them are selling out. Thank you for your support. But again, without you, ladies and gentlemen, we are nothing, and they just hope you forget. They hope you just roll over, but you're not, and they're so upset they don't know what to do. And please finally pray for the broadcast. Pray for Providence. Pray for the country to awaken. And please support our local AM and FM affiliates and TV affiliates. Become a sponsor. Let them know you appreciate them. Or tithe $20, wherever you can, a month to them. And all the middle-class people and everybody else that are on the sidelines that thank me and pat me on the back, listen, I need you to get involved. I need you to write letters to the editor. I need you to call C-SPAN. Get out of your comfort zone. The journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. Stop just letting 5% of the activists carry the weight. And I'm not bitching at you. I'm telling you, don't let the globalists get control. They know we're winning. This will not be politics as usual anymore. If they get back control of the House or Senate or the presidency for even a little bit of time, they are going to come for the free speech. They are going to go full authoritarian. They were gearing up for that for a long time, but our police and military woke up to it and didn't go along with it. That's why they started all the cop killing and the Strong Cities Initiative to bully them under UN control. This is mainstream news. Think how crazy this is to go along with their plan, but that failed as well. We are in an epic, tectonic, ultra-massive battle. This is the second American Revolution. Everybody knows it's not hype. So you, the activist audience of InfoWars, are seen by the enemy. These attacks on myself and the crew are attacks on you. You are seen as the cadre, as the force-multiplying seed that they're trying to bury that will defeat them in the end. And they thought they'd buried us, but I was a seed, and then it backfired. All right, back to Owen Shore and the rest of the crew. Please commit to InfoWarsStore.com. Great products you need. Shop with the good guys. Sign up for AutoShip. Get 10% off additionally. Free shipping store-wide. I should have added that. Free shipping store-wide. It's all going to end this weekend. Thank you, Owen, and back to the amazing crew. Thank you.
So there goes Alex Jones, and I'm sure he'll have multiple reports and other special reports as well as this is all developing. And, you know, it's amazing. Just in the just over a year and a half that I've been here at InfoWars, I've seen it grow exponentially with your support. And I don't see Alex pulling up with a brand new fancy car every day, you know, buying an airplane or a jet or something, buying new mansions. No, I see him building new studios. I see him building actually two new studios right now. I see him hiring new people. I see him expanding the broadcast. So your support at InfoWarsStore.com goes back into everything that we do here. Hiring the crew, building these great studios, building new studios, expanding our broadcast. I mean, this is how we defeat the fake news, is by just getting bigger than them and then just drowning them out. So we'll be right back with all the news on the other side. This is The Alex Jones Show.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours, it's on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
There are distinct differences between the left or liberals and the right or conservatives or Trump supporters, whatever you want to call it, in that, generally speaking, we don't really have double standards here. We're pretty much just straight down the line, call it as we see it, how we treat you, we expect you to treat us. Now, you notice that we don't go on air every day calling for CNN to be shut off of cable news. We don't go on air every day saying that our opposition needs to be shut down. Well, I mean, I'll be honest with you. The only, I guess, quote unquote, opposition that I think, well, it doesn't have to be shut down. It's just I think NPR should quit getting government funding. I would say any news outlet receiving government funding, that needs to be cut immediately. That doesn't necessarily mean they have to be shut down, but now you have to compete in the free market. But we don't call for them to be shut down. See, we're not Nazis. We're not authoritarians. In fact, I'm glad that Don Lemon goes on air for an hour a night and reads off a teleprompter and then once a week gives me a sound clip that I can expose him as a total moron here on the air. So that's perfectly fine. But that's not them. See, they call for censorship. CNN says we have to ban InfoWars. They flag our videos. The Southern Poverty Law Center wants us shut down. Even Glenn Beck The cuckservative Glenn Beck, even he wants us shut down. We've never called for Glenn Beck to be shut down. So that's the big difference. But it doesn't stop there, and I talked about this yesterday. If you're a Trump supporter, first let's say this. If you're a whatever, Hillary, Bernie, liberal, whatever it is you are, and you go to a conservative event or a Trump event or something, and you're open-minded, you'll have a fine time. People aren't going to be rude to you. They're not going to beat you up. They're not going to spit on you. As long as you're fair, you'll have a good time. Now, you take the opposite of that and you say, oh, I'm a Trump supporter. I'll go to a Bernie event or a Hillary event, or I'll go to a Trump protest. You've seen what happens. We film it. You get attacked. You get ridiculed. You get cursed at. You get spat on. You get coffee thrown at you. I mean, you know, you've seen it all. We've filmed it. So we aren't the ones with double standards. We aren't the hypocrites. And we're also not the racist. That's them. We're also not the ones that colluded with Russia. That's Hillary. So it's funny how that works. Anyway, the news today, first of all, I need like Stretch Armstrong just to get all the way to the other side of the desk just to try to reach some of these stories. But the big news that we're blowing up, we've got a story right now that we're working on at Infowars.com, breaking it all down, how we get strikes, and then it's one strike, two strike, three strikes, and then two strikes, and then three strikes again, and then two strikes, and then one strike. And then there's a media storm and a spin about it. And then you see a bunch of Republican candidates getting censored from Twitter and censored from Facebook. You see all the YouTube channels, the Christian channels, the gun activist channels, the alternative media channels, Trump-supporting channels. They get shut down on YouTube. So all of this is going on in the backdrop. So then today, Brad Parscale tweets out, hey, Facebook, Twitter, Google, we are watching. This is your opportunity to make sure the playing field is level. So to me, that's a warning to them saying, look, we know what you're doing. We know you're censoring people. We know that you have political bias. And if you continue to do this, we're going to have to take some action. This is your opportunity before we have to take action. Now, I don't suspect the tech left to actually hear this warning, and they'll probably go about censorship as usual because they have to. This isn't something I think, of course they want to do it, but they also have to do it because they're losing on the battlefield of ideas. They're losing on the battlefield of policy, and they have to do everything they can to try to prop up the fake news against President Trump by silencing out reports and all of the noise that fights back against it. But that's just one huge story today. Look at some of these other huge stories today. Now, they say we're Russian bots. They say that Russia has deceived Americans into supporting Trump, supporting the Second Amendment, supporting America somehow. That's Russian. But now this comes out. China's long arm reaches into American campuses. Beijing is stepping up efforts to inject party ideology into student life. Some Chinese students are crying foul. Well, the story talks about basically how the Chinese Communist government is infiltrating college campuses to spread the ideas of communism. Oh, and then this comes out from the Free Beacon. CIA warns of extensive Chinese operation to infiltrate American institutions. So, again, think about it like this. You've got herds of college students that march against Trump, indoctrinated liberal college students. They'll protest Trump, they'll march against Trump, and they'll say, you're a Russian operative. You've been fooled by Russia. You're a Russian bot. These are communists. And so you sit here and you scratch your head and you say, why are college universities producing communists? You had the one graduate, was it from Navy or Army? I think West Point, who puts communism will win in his graduation cap. Why are these universities graduating communists in America? What the heck is going on? Now, in the Cold War, you had Russian communists infiltrating the education system to sow the seeds of communism. Now, you've got Chinese operations infiltrating the education system to sow the seeds of communism. So, for all of you liberal communist college students out there, for all of you socialist Bernie supporters out there at the university, for all of you indoctrinated liberals by your state-run public university, understand something. You're a Chinese operative. You have been hacked by China. You have been propagandized by China to thinking communism is great. How does it feel? You've been punked. You've been punked by Chinese propaganda to supporting communism instead of supporting capitalism that's given you everything you've ever imagined, including the grandiose university that you go to get the ideas of capitalism sown in your head by Chinese infiltrators. Congratulations. So go march for Bernie Sanders. Go march against Trump. Go support communism. All the while thinking Trump supporters are Russian bots, Russian influenced. Understand, you've been deceived by China. And you know what? It's not just the universities. It's Hollywood too, because China's buying that. So the next time you want to look at a Trump supporter and say, Russia! Russia! Trump supporter, Russia! Remember, in your indoctrinating education system at the state-run universities, they've been infiltrated by China, they've been infiltrated by communists, and they're sowing the seeds of communism. That's an infiltration. That's a foreign infiltration into your mind. You've actually been incepted. China has incepted you. How does that feel? China has now incepted college students to love communism and hate capitalism, and now they march against Trump and love crazy Bernie Sanders. And you cannot make this up. And then meanwhile, it was amazing how in the last year or two, terms like globalist, globalism, and deep state are now household terms. You hear them on the news every night. You never heard the term globalism. You never heard the term deep state, false flag, except right here. Until about 2 years ago. You never heard any of that except right here until about 2 years ago. But now the MSM, the mainstream media, is trying to twist it, and they're saying, the story's by Kit Daniels at Infowars.com, to say it's anti-Semitic, to say globalist. No, it's just pro-nation state, pro-sovereignty to not be a globalist.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
Oh, it's my favorite time of year in Austin, Texas. South by Southwest is here. Not.
It's like my least favorite time of year, to be honest. Traffic is worse. A bunch of smelly people invade. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be mean here, but Me Too is taking over South by Southwest. So now it's going to be even more loving and liberal and tolerant. And you've got 50 panels. Excuse me. I don't want to sell you short here, folks. More than 50 panels, more than 50 hashtag Me Too panels focused on harassment and gender parity. What would we do without South by Southwest except have a lot better time next week in Austin, Texas? But we'll be shooting reports, I'm sure. Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. I can't stand South by Southwest. Oh. 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 But we'll be filing reports, and we'll be out there, and we'll be dealing with it. You know, I went last year. You know, they kicked me out. They literally, anytime we had people stalking me and my cameraman, anywhere we went, and they would harass us, and they kept telling us we had to move. Ugh. More than 50 hashtag MeToo panels will be focusing on harassment and gender parity at South by Southwest this year. Now, the reason why I'm actually going here, there is a rhyme to my reason. Bernie Sanders is going to be at South by Southwest tomorrow, being interviewed by Jake Tapper. So Tweety Bird will be interviewing the crazed socialist. Crazy Bernie. What does Trump say? He's crazier than a bat or something? Bedbug. He's crazier than a bedbug. He kind of looks like a bedbug. He looks like he just rolled out a bedbug. So Tapper will be interviewing Bernie. And that'll go just fine. You've also got Sadiq Khan coming to town. I mean, see, this is why, Bernie Sanders coming to town, Sadiq Khan coming to town. Ugh! Ugh! What does Sadiq Khan say? Well, whatever Sadiq Khan says, wherever Sadiq Khan goes, you know, terrorism just becomes part and parcel. So Sadiq Khan is coming to Austin, so I guess I should just expect terrorism to be part and parcel then, too, because that's what happens when Sadiq Khan is in your city, according to Sadiq Khan. But you'll notice something. Although I don't know this for sure, but I'm guessing that you're not going to have a bunch of rabid, foaming-at-the-mouth, mask-wearing, violent protesters outside of Bernie Sanders' interview. I doubt you'll have a bunch of vile, disgusting hate mongers outside of Sadiq Khan's interview during South by Southwest. I highly doubt that any conservatives or any Trump supporters will be trying to shut those interviews down by using violence, intimidation, terrorist tactics, and Nazi tactics. That's what the left does. And I mean, these videos surface all the time. I had one in the news, I think it was yesterday or 2 days ago. I didn't even go to it. But here's Jordan Peterson goes to Queens University. And, of course, what happens? Violent leftist protesters storm it and want it shut down.
Lock them in and burn it down.
Oh, burn it down. How loving.
Racism is white supremacy.
Yes,
if you don't
want to
believe it, that's cool.
Over Jordan Peterson. The guy is just like a philosopher. A logician, if you will. Look at these people. Oh, shame! Shame! Wow, we're dealing with mental illness. Look at these nuts. So how much you want to bet you're not going to see something like this when Bernie Sanders is in town or when Sadiq Khan is in town? Waving things around, with making noises, chanting, trying to shut things down, saying burn people. No.
Shame on you.
Look, they're harassing this young girl. She's just like, hello, I'm trying to get through here. Can you move? Shame on you. I'm not even here for the event. Can you get out the way? Like, I don't care. I hate everyone right now. Ah, where's Jordan Peterson? I don't know where he is, but you're the closest person to me. Shame. Shame. She's like, I'm just trying to go to class. What's going on? You're not going to see this outside of Bernie Sanders' Jake Tapper interview. You're not going to see this outside of Sadiq Khan's interview, even though Sadiq Khan says terrorism is part and parcel to any major city. Well, not here. So maybe it's just you, Khan. Look at that. Look at that. You know, I just... I'm going to try not to be mean here. I was probably mean enough yesterday. Oh... You know, where do you go from there? Where do you go? See, this is what I'm saying. We don't call for CNN to be shut down. We don't attack them with violence and lies. We just take what they say and we say, look at how much they're lying to you. Look at how much they deceive the public. And then they say, shut InfoWars down. Flag their videos. Attack them. Censor them. Ah! You had Alex actually mention this story earlier. He alluded to it. He didn't get into it, though. Denver sheriff shields illegal hit-and-run suspect from ICE deportation. Now, the mayor of Oakland gets to aid and abet criminals. She gets away with it. You have a non-citizen shoot and kill Kate Steinle. He gets away with it. Now you have a hit-and-run suspect, a non-citizen, who is going to be free to walk the streets and get away with it and not get deported. So this is what happens when you let criminals run the city. I had actually a lot of people attack me saying, why are you so insensitive to the homeless, Owen? You're complaining about the homeless guy with his truck and everything. No, I'm not being insensitive to the homeless. I'm saying when you let that element of society run society, society is going to be turned into dregs. That's what I'm saying. When Libby Schaff and non-citizens get away with crime that the average American citizen can't get away with, this is how society becomes dregs. This is how you create a third world country. There is no justice. And I've got this whole stack of news. I might as well just go into it now. California leaders rebuke Sessions as going to war over state immigration policy. Now, apparently Sessions has said, no, California can't succeed. I say let him succeed. I say give us new California. Instead of creating the 51st state of new California and then having the old California, just let California succeed, and then we'll take new California, and then the old California will turn into a third world nation, and we'll yet again have a case study of why communism fails every time. But they're fighting back, and I want to use his exact language here. Governor Jerry Brown, in response to Jeff Sessions yesterday, says Sessions is initiating a reign of terror against immigrants in California. Now, do you understand how big of a liar Governor Jerry Brown is? Do you understand how big of a phony Governor Jerry Brown is? Initiating a reign of terror against immigrants is so wrong, it's not even funny. First of all, they want to crack down on illegal immigration. So again, let's use the correct terminology. But then for Governor Jerry Brown to say he's initiating a reign of terror, how about the reign of terror you, Jerry Brown, have initiated on the citizens of California with sanctuary cities? How about the reign of terror you, Jerry Brown, have initiated on the state of California with open border policies and with liberal welfare policies that have made California and parts of California look like a third world country? How about you, Jerry Brown, take some of the responsibility for the terror that you have initiated on California? That's you, Jerry Brown. Feces-covered streets, needle-ridden streets, drug-ridden streets, poverty-ridden streets, homeless-ridden streets. That's on you, Jerry Brown. That's on you. That's not on Jeff Sessions. That's on you. But he'll blame Jeff Sessions, and now California, Trump is going to California next week to visit and address what's going on there with the sanctuary cities, so that's going to be explosive. Oh, this is the story, though. See, this is what happens when you let criminals run the justice system. This is what happens when you let the dregs of society make the rules in society. Hartford police say man drove stolen car to court to face stolen car charge. Do you see how arrogant and wanton these criminals are becoming in this country? Do you see how empowered and entitled non-citizens and criminals are becoming in this country? And how American citizens are being shut down and silenced? That's because of the left. That's because of Democrats. That's because of liberals. That's what you get. You get a third world country, and the hardworking people get shuffled off to the side to pay for the entire thing.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.